On second row, Tim.
Patrick, after the game Saturday in Toronto, you said you thought your game was bad. What don't you like about it?
I think just overall kind of feels like the pucks are bouncing, and always when I'm trying to get it out of the zone, always feels like it's gonna hit something, and it's gonna stay inside, and that's kind of probably the biggest thing I need to work on, just to get pucks out, pucks deep. Those are the small things that the team and coaches and all the other players respect, and they want everybody to do the same things. So that's something especially I don't like about my game.
Front row on the right, Sergey.
Hey, Patrick. You guys have played well at home so far this season, on the road a little up and down. Do you look to sort of replicate the home play here at all, or trying to simplify it with the road game type approach?
I think we're gonna look this game as a road game for sure. Obviously, we're not playing at home, even though it's one of the games is a home game for us. But just try to think that as a road game. It's gonna be a grind, and we know that they're gonna be hungry for sure. They haven't played the game they want to play for sure. So they're going to be hungry, and we need to play the same way we need to play on the road. And that's the game we need to play.
Standing up in the back.
Patrick, what was the experience like yesterday to have the day around the city and then get on the ice here for the first time with your teammates today?
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun day yesterday. It was snowing a bit, so it felt like home. And overall, just had a great off day at home, kind of relax and not think about hockey, and today kind of get the normal routine. So it was a great day yesterday, and it was a great day as well on the ice today.
Got three more questions. Front right.
Patrick, how did things change moving with Adam and Brandon? I know you finished the game with them, but how do things change in terms of what the line will bring together?
Well, I think just try to play simple. I know those guys, they have a lot of ozone time when I've watched them play, and everybody who's seen us play, they know they play a lot in their zone. They're two big guys, two strong guys, and who can play physical and who can protect the puck well. So hopefully we can create some ozone time, and that's obviously where I'm at my best. So try to do that and bring that to the line with those guys, and just work hard and play simple.
Okay, two more questions on the left side here.
Patrick, this is obviously a unique situation for you, something you'll remember probably for the rest of your life. But how do you balance so much spotlight on you personally and then going out and still having to perform, you know, two back-to-back nights?
Just try to enjoy it. I think this might be the only time in my life that I'm able to play an NHL game back home, or who knows. But I'm going to look the game like that. Just try to enjoy every second that I'm here. Just try to win those two games, and we need to play the same way we've been playing. And just try to, well, obviously, the game is here because it's probably me and Barkey. So we just try to play the same game we always play, and not worry about the spotlight.
Last question, standing up in the back.
Talk about your relationship with Alexander Barkov, and if you followed him growing up, and if you get to speak to him at all.
Yeah, we're really good friends with him, and I saw him yesterday, and we're hanging out today. And he's a great guy. He's not that kind of guy that you think he is. He's not a shy guy. He's a really funny guy. Obviously, it's probably the same thing for him. I don't know if he's that funny in English. I'm not sure because I don't talk English to him, but he's a really funny guy in Finnish. And he's an amazing player, and it'll be great to play against him. And hopefully he enjoys this moment as just as much as me.